This is KUT. This election cycle has seen some voters waiting 2 hours just to vote, with others finding out on election day that for some reason they aren't registered. These issues have lawmakers, activists, and people in the tech industry working on ways to modernize voting. Here in Austin, one group has an app that would make it easier for people to register anywhere in the country. But in Texas, there's a hitch. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Joe Santori is walking me through an app called VoterPal.
We simply open up the app.
Yeah. And what do you have in your other hand?
I have my ID in my other hand, just to be prepared, but typically I'll pull it out of the wallet.
Santori and his co-founder, Jeff Cardenas, run Think Voting. It's an Austin-based tech group working to modernize elections. This app is their latest project. They teamed up with Voto Latino. The group wanted to make it easier to hold voter registration drives. With just a smartphone and an ID, Santori says it takes roughly 15 seconds to register someone.
Your camera your device switches to a camera mode, and the app focuses in and very quickly has captured the information on the back of your ID via the QR code.
The app then takes that information and populates all the fields people need to fill out when they register to vote. And in just a few clicks, you're registered. Well, almost.
And it gives you the last bit of instructions, which is you're going to email this and print this form. In Texas, you have to place a wet signature on a voter registration form. So the necessary evil is printing it, signing it, and mailing it.
You know, considering how easy everything was, this is where...
This is where it gets hard, yeah.
Here in Texas, this app hits kind of a brick wall, and that wall is state law. In Texas, online voter registration is not legal. So Santori says there's really no way of making this last step any easier.
This is when online voter registration could really be powerful. Instead of printing out the form and emailing it all and all of that and signing it, you can be done.
For folks in the tech industry, like Santori and his co-founder, Jeff Cardenas, this is pretty frustrating. Cardenas says the whole point is to make this process as simple as possible.
We can do just about anything online, right? You can get a mortgage now with Rocket Mortgage. There's a lot of other things, and the question that we get asked all the time is, why is it so difficult to participate if the goal is to have us participate?
Cardenas says online voter registration is cheaper, more accurate, and more efficient. In the tech world, this kind of efficiency would have been implemented a while ago. But in state government, things move slowly. And this is a lesson that Democratic State Rep. Celia Israel of Austin learned during her first session last year.
I introduced House Bill 76, which would have allowed for online voter registration. And I've never seen a bill with so much support not get an early hearing and get out of the House at least.
That support included 76 co-authors spanning both parties. But the bill was slow-tracked. It got a last-minute hearing as sort of a courtesy, she says. At that point, there was really no way it could pass before the session ended. She says some Republican leaders in the legislature were raising concerns.
To give you a story from the floor, one of my colleagues said, Celia, what if we pass this? What's to prevent you from, you know, going to one of these music festivals here in Austin that y'all are so proud of, and you go, you just go up and down the line and get people registered to vote? I said, absolutely nothing. That's the point, that those people have, it's their government too. So there's a fear about people voting and being more engaged in voting.
And why that's a fear for folks running the show at the state legislature was summed up by Alan Vera with the Republican Party of Harris County. Here's what Vera said at that hearing for Israel's bill last year.
What's at stake here? For you three young Republican state reps, state of Colorado, your counterparts passed online voter registration in 2010. Colorado's a red state. Well, how could it hurt? 4 years later, they don't have their jobs, and Colorado's not a red state anymore. That's what this is about.
For others, this is about solving a growing problem here in Texas. The state has notoriously bad voter participation. Think Voting's Jeff Cardenas says this is why lawmakers need to embrace change.
The way that we've been doing things in the past is clearly not working because it's not bringing more people into the process. So we need to do something different. And now we have technology that makes it easier to do things.
Cardenas says in the long war to bring elections into the 21st century, online voter registration is just the first battle they have to win. And he says people are mobilizing. Cindy Weatherby with the Texas League of Women Voters says her group and others are already gearing up for next year's legislative session.
We're beginning to work on this issue right now. I mean, we've already begun to talk with people around the state.
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 31 states plus D.C. have online voter registration. That includes most of our neighbors, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.